This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Every week, we talk to individuals about how sports can help bring us together to be more inclusive. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so subscribe so you don't miss out. For this episode, we're going to Manhattan, Kansas to speak with athlete Michael Carpenter and partner Megan Schnee. Connecting with these two reminded me that family isn't just who you're related to by blood, but who you connect with and who has your back. They've connected through volleyball, amongst other things, and their love of sports has taken them from Kansas to Berlin this summer for the Special Olympics World Games. Let's go to Kansas to learn about their experience in Berlin, how they got connected in Kansas, and what they do when they're not competing. Let's talk to Michael and Megan. It's another edition of the Agents of Inclusion podcast, and this time we're going to be in Manhattan, Kansas, checking in with an athlete and a unified partner that just came back from Berlin, Germany. We're going to find out about their experience. We're going to find out what friend that we might have in common, and we're going to learn more about Michael and Megan. First, to Mike. How are you doing, Mike? You good?
I'm doing pretty good, I think.
Beautiful, man. And how about you, Megan? How are you?
I'm good. It's a little hot here today. It's in the hundreds, has been all week, so we're getting by.
it's the summertime. It's supposed to be hot. What's a couple of degrees matter, right? 90, 100, 80, all the same.
We got spoiled in Berlin, I guess.
Ooh. So let me start there. Y'all represented Special Olympics, the United States of America, in Berlin at the World Games. You're back in Kansas right now. I pose this question to you, Michael, first. How was the experience out in Berlin?
It was one in a lifetime. And pretty much one in a lifetime.
Now, I hear that. Once in a lifetime. That's not to say that you won't go back to Berlin one day, but you're right. The experience once in a lifetime. And for you, yeah. Megan, did you ever think that you would be playing volleyball in Berlin?
Not once ever in my whole life, no.
So what got you initially involved in Special Olympics as a unified partner?
So I originally just started in Special Olympics as a young kid. I met Michael when I first started. My mom is really in charge of our team here, our local program. And so her and my sister and I have kind of just taken things off. We started the first unified team in Kansas back in 2011. So we've been doing this for 12 years now, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
No, we like bigger and bigger. Mike, what other sports do you participate in besides volleyball?
I do bowling, track, softball, flag football, basketball, pickleball.
Did you forget anything? I mean, you put me to shame, man. Did you forget anything? Mike is out here. You're out here playing all the sports, man. So what really attracted you to volleyball? Why is that kind of what got you onto the Team USA?
Well, it attracted to me that I've always wanted to do volleyball with my teammates, and I've been being like a part of a family and being part of, you know, supported to other, like our team members, our coaches, our community, stuff like that.
No, listen, man, we're all about family. And Megan, you talk about your mom and your family and helping to put all of this together. For anyone who isn't real informed about Unified Sports, what is it and what are the benefits?
So Unified Sports are just sports. The thing about Unified is that it's not just sports. It's how we, especially, that's how we live our lives. There's no differences, mm-hmm. there's no boundaries, there's no anything. It's just everybody coming together and playing the sport how it's supposed to be played.
And becoming a family. I mean, that's a good answer. Mm-hmm. I love that. And so Mike, amongst all of the sports that you've played, you rattled off a whole lot. Is there one sport that you want to try that you haven't played yet?
I really want to try spike ball.
What sport is that?
That is like we have like a little net. And you have two people, like two on two.
Okay.
Against each other, and you spike it. I have a little ball, and you spike it down on the net, and kind of spike up.
It's like or like one of those smaller size trampolines, and it's all spikes,
it would help us with volleyball knowing how to hit it down instead of going long. Whatever, you just got to aim it right.
So spike ball can get you prepared for volleyball.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to have to Google that, man. I told you, Mike, you play all the sports, man. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So is there any favorite athlete that you have of all time? Is there any athlete that you absolutely love that inspires you?
Michael Phelps.
Why Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian ever in that pool? Why does he inspire you?
Because he is tall. He has the arm length like I do, the legs, and plus he has the same smile as me.
Oh, I would think your smile is better than Michael Phelps, man. You give yourself some credit here, okay?
What do you think, Megan?
I think so.
We all agree. And Megan, for you, what inspires you to keep doing what you're currently doing?
This guy right here. everybody that's on our team. And just all of the experiences that we've all had together. There's no better feeling than getting together with our Special Olympics family and doing what we love. So.
And that family went out to Berlin. What was that experience like away from the volleyball court?
The experience was that you're playing in like in a new culture. You have to learn how, you know, to move to it, like get the use and time change.
Right.
And pretty much like mostly the then the culture and the time change and all that.
Well, let me ask you this, man.
Prepare for it.
Yeah, you got to be prepared. Look, Mike, I've been to Berlin. I also like to eat. How did you like the food? It was a lot of sausage and sweets and meat and stuff, right? Did you enjoy the food out in Berlin?
Actually, we didn't get to go to the pool.
No, just the food.
Oh, the pool. Oh, I thought you said pool for a second.
No, not the pool, not swimming. No more Michael Phelps. I'm talking about eating, man. I'm talking about the food.
Oh, the pool. The pool was absolute. It was different. It was different than the USA food. You know that? You get a little bit of history of what kind of food they eat.
Did you love it?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love it too, man. I'm not one for gaining too much weight, but I think I gained a couple of pounds. What was the experience like for you, Megan, being out in Berlin, Germany?
I love to travel, so I've been lots of places. I've been to Germany before, but to experience it with my family and with, you know, the people I love that are not blood, it was incredible. I love traveling just down the road an hour to our regional you know, competitions, but to be able to go on the worldwide stage was, I mean, like Michael said, once in a lifetime. But for me, like, I think the coolest part was seeing how the other teams from other countries, the similarities, the differences, you know, what they do, like we do, what they do differently, you know, that was really the icing for it for me was, was the other cultures and seeing how we can all fit into this Special Olympics puzzle. So
we've heard from quite a few athletes and partners who've been to Germany and have now come home that they received gifts and that it wasn't just, hey, let's all get together and play sports, but that you also walked away with maybe a new friendship, a new relationship. Maybe you got a new shirt or a hat or a different piece of candy that you've never had in your life before. This question is for both of you. I pose it to you first, Mike. Did you receive any gifts? Did you make any new friends? What did you bring back home to the USA from Germany?
I brought back home a bronze medal.
Big time.
Yeah.
And I made some really good friends from Italy. I think Meg and I and our whole team connected with each other from Italy because they were like a part of our family and we were like a part of their family.
I love it, man. If you don't mind me asking, and feel free to say, mind your business, JR, where is that beautiful bronze medal, man? Where is it? Is it hanging up? Is it in the closet? Did you give it to somebody?
Actually, I forgot it, but it's in a special drawer at my mom's house, which is they don't know anything about.
Oh, they don't know it's, she doesn't know it's there?
She knows it's there, but I haven't told where it was.
Oh, okay. Good.
You know
good.
She's gonna watch this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, the secret is out now. The secret is out.
Yeah, the secret is out.
Megan, what have you brought back?
Well, I think a lot of our team, we actually, there were several pieces of uniform or clothing that we traded with other countries, which was a big highlight for all of us, you know, from Australia to Italy, Austria, just everywhere. We became really good friends with Saudi Arabia. And so we did a lot of trading with them too. So the other teams that we played against, they all gave us like either a flag or like a stuffed animal fan from their country that was wearing some sort of, you know, Special Olympics something. So it was pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
So was this like, I know it's an exchange. So what do you do when you have all of these little pieces? Do you sew them together after? Do you everybody share a piece? What happens?
Well, for my clothes, I wear them.
I thought like literal pieces, like I'm going to cut you off a flag from USA and hand it to you, not like the whole piece.
No, okay. It's more of, no, like, hey, here's my jersey top, let me get yours, you know.
Sure.
And just small little flags, but you guys did a lot of training of your buttons too. Yeah. You know, that was a big one. Yeah.
Well, explain that to me, Mike. You collect buttons? How does this work?
Yeah. So we have USA buttons and we created them. We asked them how, do you want a USA button? And then they're like, okay, yeah. And they give us one of theirs.
Oh, that's a good exchange, man.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Having these experiences both in the United States of America and overseas, it has to be rewarding. Mike, what is your favorite part of participating in Special Olympics? Just period.
Just period?
Yeah, what's your favorite part about being a Special Olympics athlete?
I just want to be like what Megan said, just to learn new stuff, teaching people. I just want to be a coach to the athlete sometime. That's my goal.
I think you're on your way to achieving that. And I also learned that you and I have a friend in common. I think he's about 6'5".
Yeah,
I think he weighs
about Dalton. Yeah,
Dalton. Dalton Reisner. Yeah, 6'5", about 300+ pounds. A gentle giant in the NFL. What's your relationship with Dalton like?
So, 8 years ago, Megan was my softball coach, and we had a leadership kind of scrimmage from our team against their team. And Dalton was a freshman in college. So, I gave him like my glove so he could go out into the field. I pointed my bat to the left field line. I just mad at him. He caught it and he had to throw off his glove because his glove was like, his hand was a really red print on it. And then after the game, I gave him my pair of my baseball gloves and he has them as doing like the peace sign above his bed all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this goes back to when Dalton was at Kansas State.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And to be able to maintain that and know that that's the case has to make you feel good. What
makes you feel like I'm someone that he can trust. He's like a mentor to me.
Why is he like a mentor to you?
Because from my perspective, I just like to do things, you know, how do I say it, Megan? Impulsive, like doing stuff, you know, without thinking. Mm-hmm. When I do that, I stop and I, you know, do that, but I had to, you know, ask my mom, my dad, or Dalton to help me out with getting that into my head so I can understand not to be impulsive.
I understand. To think things through. What lessons have you learned that you can take throughout the rest of your life, Megan? What have you seen and learned from this experience?
Just from Berlin or from the unified experience altogether?
Just overall, when I hear Mike talk about what he's learned about being impulsive, it's something that he can take with him and keep with him as a human being for life. And just through all of these experiences, what would you say is the biggest thing that you've learned that's changed your life?
I think the biggest thing to take from Special Olympics is love and compassion. It changes the way that you live your everyday life. We talk about how I'm a coach or a partner, but really Michael is already a coach. He teaches me just as much as I could teach him ever, you know? So it's all about the teamwork on and off the field and the court, and just carrying that over into everyday life it's super important.
Yeah.
And I love my life now. So,
and Mike, for you, what does inclusion mean to you? Why is inclusion just important?
Like if I see a athlete on the side having trouble, like, you know, walking or doing something wrong, they get down on themselves, I would go over there and tell them, hey, you can do this. Just, you know, stop and do it. And I would teach them how to do it, you know, the correct way instead of getting down on themselves.
Yeah, I think Megan is right. You're already a coach. I don't think you should have aspirations to be a coach. I think you're already there.
Thanks, man.
No doubt about it. Hey, just an observation. Just an observation. Just an honest one. Megan, what would you say to someone who is just kind of on the outside looking in from this? People are going to hear this and go, well, I'm not going to Berlin, or people are going to hear this, or they may say, oh, you know, I'm a little afraid or shy. What advice would you share to them to kind of move them forward a little bit?
You know, it all starts with a conversation. You know, I used to be very shy and reserved. Michael was the same way. We talked about this earlier today, even that, you know, being around the comfort and, you know, people that you can call friends and family and having all of those experiences will make you more comfortable in yourself and make you more, you know, just, it'll make you a better person. It shows you not just inclusion of athletes versus partners versus whoever, it's inclusion of everybody across the board. So, you know, it teaches you community, love, respect, and really just a lot of support. So,
Mike, when it's hard for me to hear that you were shy. It doesn't seem like it at all, which is a good thing. When you're not participating as an athlete, when you're not coaching and helping others, what are some other things that you're into, man? Or what are you watching? What are you listening to? What are some of your hobbies?
I like to do artwork.
What type of art are we talking? Are we drawing? Are you building things? What you doing?
I like to draw, and also I like to do coloring, diamond painting. You ever heard of that?
No, diamond painting?
Yeah.
Explain.
You have a picture. You might have to look it on Google.
Okay.
So there's a picture with letters, and you have little beads to go with that letter, that number, and you just, it's like a eye-hand coordination.
Okay. That sounds like something I could actually do. I think I stink at coloring. I probably really suck at coloring, but I think I can follow that.
Yeah.
That's good.
But and then about the diamond painting is like whenever you do eye hand coordination, it's like in volleyball. You have to look and see where the ball is. You have to go to it, and you have to like look at the ball instead of knowing like, oops, I did something wrong or I did that. You just gotta be committed to go for the ball.
Okay. Yeah. Well. I got to think about my confidence. I have to Google this now because I'm not all that good at volleyball, and I thought I'd be better at diamond painting, but I'm going to have to Google this, okay? I will. What about you, Megan? When you're not working with Special Olympics, participating as an athlete, what occupies your time?
Well, I am here at my office right now. I work a lot. when I'm not working, I go home to, I have two dogs. I love spending time with my family, my friends, including this one, when he can put up with me. And, you know, I do a lot of sports, so, and Special Olympics does take up a lot of my time, so, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Listening to the two of y'all, I want to go to Kansas and hang out with y'all. This sounds like a blast.
We're a lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
it is.
If we put me and her on the same team, we can have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I feel the vibes, and so let's end on this note, Mike. I need a definition from you. Family. What is it?
Cut. Committed. Honor.
Nice.
There you go.
No, listen, man. I was gonna ask Megan the same thing, but we talk about trust.
He stole my answers. Yeah.
I did.
Trust, honor, and commitment. We could put that on a T-shirt and just sell it tomorrow. We got that covered.
Okay, let's do that then.
No, I'll let you do it. You make the money, okay? Just say I gave you the idea. And Megan, now that we got that perfect answer from him, I'm gonna ask you a different question.
Good.
We got the definition of trust. Well, no, we got the definition of family. We got the definition of inclusion. What makes Special Olympics just great? A lot of people think that you need to be someone with an intellectual disability. You might think that you need to be a parent or you need to be you can volunteer from school. You can do this. What makes Special Olympics great for society?
It makes it just shows that anybody can do anything. If you have a little bit of confidence, if you have a no confidence at all, you can still do anything that you want to. As long as you have the support, the love, the family around you, you can do anything that you set your mind to.
I love the theme based on family. Mike, this is it, man. Dalton is probably going to be watching this. He's probably going to check this out. Do you have a public message that you would like to share with Mr. Reisner?
Oh, God.
Just like if Dalton was right there, what would you say to him?
Hey, man, check this out. I hope you and your family can reach out and let me know where you're going to NFL.
Okay, listen, right. you could be there to coach him up when he's ready to play, okay?
All right, sir.
We love Dalton, and I love chatting with you guys about family. I appreciate the time. I think that's an awesome theme that we can all take. What's the next sporting event? We getting into more volleyball, or we trying something different?
Actually, we are starting up Special Olympics volleyball. When does that start?
We do have volleyball coming up.
When does that start?
September.
Volleyball, volleyball, and more volleyball. This is why y'all came back with bronze. I appreciate y'all taking the time to hop on and join us on Agents of Inclusion. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Megan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to Michael and Megan for sharing your stories and encouraging others. I want to hang out with them for real. To learn how you can make your own connections and be more inclusive, go to SpecialOlympics.org to find out how and where you can get involved. I'm JR from CBS Sports Radio, and this is the Agents of Inclusion podcast brought to you by Special Olympics and Odyssey. New episodes drop every Wednesday, but don't just follow and subscribe. Embrace others, help folks out, and be inclusive.